"Can I just call you Sandy?" asked my first American roommate. "No," I replied tersely. Both Sandeep and Sandy had two syllables, and I reasoned if he could pronounce the latter, he could jolly well deal with the former. Joe Biden's pick of Kamala Harris as his running mate reminded me of that brief encounter. Her name and how it should be pronounced has become as much a topic of debate as her political track record.
Will you pronounce your name for me, please?
It's Kamala.
Kamala.
Just think of like a comma and add a la.
Okay.
The furor over a Kamala seems to be much ado over very few syllables, especially when viewed from India, where there have been prime ministers with names like Pamulaparthi Venkata Narasimha Rao and Jawaharlal Nehru. But in America, the name is often the first part of oneself that melts away in the melting pot. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. When I moved to Silicon Valley in the 90s, I was amused to find scores of ads from Indian-American realtors and dentists where Bhavesh had become Bob and Sunita had become Sue. I could empathize. It was just easier that way, less alien-sounding, better for business. At that time, studies had not come out that showed people with African-American-sounding names like Lakeisha or Jamal had lower chances of being called in for job interviews. One wonders if Namrata Randhawa would have had as much political success in South Carolina as a Nikki Haley. Immigrants and children of immigrants innately understood that American dread of the unfamiliar. Journalist Kamala Thyagarajan, who grew up in the U.S. in the 80s and 90s, remembers no one could pronounce her name right.
It was always Kamala instead of Kamala. I remember a particularly tense conversation with my dad when I asked him, after being absolutely fed up, why he just didn't name me Becky or Karen or something easy for people around me to pronounce.
And now she shakes her head in amazement.
As my namesake, a Black woman of mixed heritage, both Jamaican and Indian, is nominated to one of the most powerful positions in American politics. But all I can think is, oh my God, they said her name right.
But not everyone did. When Fox News host Tucker Carlson was corrected about his pronunciation of Harris's name, he flew into a tizzy.
So it begins. You're not allowed to criticize Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris or whatever.
Kamala Harris.
That blithe disregard for something as intrinsic as a person's name is telling. That Kamala Harris has a name that can be mispronounced is not the issue. Even in India, her name could be pronounced in different ways. None of them wrong, per se.
Kamala.
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 What is wrong is the fact that to some people, it does not matter if they mangle her name. For decades, newer Americans have often willingly whitewashed their own names as part of the price of admission into the American dream. They learned to grin and bear it and post pictures of coffee cups with their names mangled in the felt-tip scrawl of the Starbucks barista. That's why thousands of Indian American children are routinely called Neil or Sonia, names that don't jar American ears, while still retaining some shade of their Indian heritage. Of course, there are shades of difference, even when it comes to foreign-sounding names, a caste system of sorts. I mean, the U.S. has dealt with far more polysyllabic names bristling with consonants in public life before than Kamala Harris.
Zbigniew Brzezinski, a towering figure in American foreign policy.
Roll this around on your tongue. Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I sometimes wonder what my old roommate would have made of it all. He yielded to my intransigence and called me Sandeep or Sandip or some version of it. But I think my refusal to become Sandy cast a pall over our relationship. We didn't even last a year. Since then, America has changed. Barack Obama ran for office as Barack, not Barry, and Kamala Harris will remain Kamala and refuse to give her interlocutors any other option. It is their way of saying that they too sing America. And when I see news anchors training to not mispronounce Kamala while they marvel at her life's trajectory from roots in Jamaica and Chennai to the Democratic ticket as the apotheosis of the American dream, I do not see it as America finally embracing something that sounds foreign as much as its bemused embrace of itself.
You say either, I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
You like tomato, I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, apart, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas, give up pajamas. Flow